Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Sean Edward Lawrence is here. Sean is has been an industry expert in the area of logistics and hazardous material and personal injury liability. I'm going to ask him a little bit more about that in just a minute. He's the author of a trilogy of books. The new one is called Out of Air. It's the first in a trilogy of suspense thrillers. But he's also an airline expert, and we've asked him to join us and talk to us a little bit about some of the things that you can expect, and especially since it's on the minds of everyone who flies very much based on some of the things that have happened recently. Sean, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So this doctor gets dragged off the plane and injured, literally badly injured. He's going to have plastic surgery. He loses two teeth. I got to tell you, Sean, there would have been two seriously injured individuals had he been trying to take me off the plane. I would have resisted arrest. I mean, I know he resisted, but I wouldn't have just let him drag me off. I mean, we would have gone to war right there. I would not have let him do that to me. What would you do? What do you think?
You know, faced in the same situation, I would say I think David Dow is a hero. You'd be my hero too. Myself, I would just be hugely disgusted. There's no way that they would get away with only paying me $1,300.
Oh, I think $800 is all they offered him.
There's been a couple different claims.
Yeah.
$800, I think, is the everyone agrees that what they heard on the flight was $800.
Right.
United Airlines, of course, and their quite disappointing display of public PR,
right,
has said that they offered up to $1,000, and that speaks exactly to many of the things we'll discuss during this show, and that is that common sense isn't quite so common, because that was what Oscar Munoz said in his third statement on Good Morning America.
Took him three tries to get it right, didn't it? What does that tell you about the culture, John?
Well, it speaks exactly to the culture of United Airlines, because the first things that they relied upon were that they were right, because this is the law. This is the contract
of
carriage.
And I'm sure he was surrounded by a dozen lawyers, too.
Well, that's unfortunate. I think the rule number one in crisis communication is that the CEO should not be the first person on the podium. Hire someone else to do that. Even the White House has Sean Spicer. In fact, he might be looking for a job someday. He'd fit right in at United. But the last thing a CEO wants to do is put himself or herself in position to be told that they're wrong or to become the story.
Right.
That a spokesperson is not to become the story. They're supposed to tell you the news and the position of
these are watchwords for you and your business. If you have some and if you're in business long enough, it'll happen one day. Something's going to happen not exactly like this, but you're going to have PR crisis at some point in time. This is good advice. Go ahead, Sean.
Well, exactly. In the companies, the 30 years I have in business, both of the major companies I worked for had PR training for all of the employees at the most basic level, no comment.
Right.
That was one of our shorter training sessions.
But back to the what happened to Dr. Dow. I mean, they didn't just overbook. They were trying to cram on four employees. I mean, holy mackerel! If I knew they were going to bump me instead of putting a pilot and pilots and other crew in a car and driving them 3 hours, that information alone would have made me bow up.
Well, I don't know if they would have been able to not communicate.
That was known pretty
what
quickly.
They needed to do.
That was known pretty quickly, I think.
It was known, and that's why no one took the $800, and that's why they should have continued to raise that ante. And there's no such thing as a maximum. Those are minimums that they're talking about. And that was established in 2011.
That
before the terminology was maximum. And that was under the letter of Department of Transportation law.
So why wouldn't the policy be anything? Wouldn't it say, okay, try to get it done for as little as you can, but go as high as you must prior to causing bodily injury? Why wouldn't that be in the policy?
I don't think bodily injury was ever anticipated. We could probably make the assumption now that no one has ever been forcibly removed from a plane unless they were a physical threat to the aircraft.
Yeah.
This is going to be the first time, at least the first time since cell phones with cameras were invented.
I agree. Another thing, though, one of the things that I pointed out in my commentary on this last week, Sean, what I attributed this to consolidation. This is a shoe dropping on the decision to consolidate all these airlines into four major carriers where there's little competition. When Continental was absorbed by United, there's a route that I take regularly that used to have five Continental flights a day nonstop. Now there are three, and they're not good. They're not convenient times now that they're United, from five to three. And those flights were pretty much full back in those days. So this is an example of where the customer has been underserved, has been hurt by the consolidation, and now I think what happened as far as I know, there wasn't going to be any flights to this place for another day.
That's what I've heard, and that's what made the situation, the flaming hot kettle. Supposedly there were no other options. Well, there actually was one other option, and it would have gone 100% unnoticed except for the persons on that next day flight that would have had their flight canceled.
Right.
So if they could not book that next morning's flight with another crew, if the only way to make that flight happen was to get their four crew members on board an aircraft, then the next option, once you have passengers that say, no, I'm not getting off, then you have to cancel the next morning flight.
Can we say now, though, that no other airline is ever going to lay a hand on a passenger who's in a paid seat?
Well, from the news and from all reports, United didn't lay a hand on him. The Chicago airport security
at the instructions of the airline.
And the reason why they
hold on that thought, Sean. I'm going to let you answer that after these messages. Sean Edward Lawrence, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. His books are Out of Air.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.